Then, too, while we were in the Hobart, the Australian ship was in, I don't know if you read about it, I must have told you, that they thought that North Vietnamese helicopters hit it, but actually it was our own fire. Isn't that great? Well, the radar sights or something jammed in this aircraft, and they lost three men or four, and they several others were wounded. And, of course, they extended all kinds of most gracious invitations to the girls to go over there. It happened that I was on the duty. Again, you know, this is a command performance. You must go. Well, I'm not complaining, but when you only have 6 days in port, you know, you hate to have to go someplace. You want to do what you would like to do, but you can't offend the Allies. So my roommate went, and they're all right. And then, but the thing is that they decided that they ought to be very nice to these Australians, because the Australians were quite charming, but by reputation, I understand, rather cheap. And sort of freeloaders. They are charming, absolutely charming. And so the ship decided one night, 4th of July, well, they ought to buy drinks for the Aussies. And the bill came up to $125. And then they had dinner, and none of the Australians paid their own dinner. And so it was $75 more. And the food is very cheap. It's about, a steak is $2.50, you know. So I was laughing to myself, laughing up my sleeve at this thought that these people were getting, you know, they really are free, they really were freeloading. And they seemed to be having a very good time. They wanted the Vietnamese children to come over to their ship so they could take pictures, I guess, and give them a koala bear, not a real live one, but, you know, one of the stuffed ones. So they did that. And I'm just listening to what the announcements are. So I have the duty, so, you know, I never know whether or not I'm going to have to. I don't think there's any emergencies, but you never know what's going to happen. So, let's see, where was I? I was telling you about the Australians. I guess that's about it. I guess they are a little bit, you know, just a little bit tight.
Griffin fish.
So that I don't think that they'll get invited in a hurry again. But it was a pleasant trip, and I enjoyed it very much. I knew Captain, as I told you, was very nice. The only thing that I object to him about is that he's very demanding of your time when you're in port, and I think this is most unfair. Well, I mean, of course, I went to Manila and all, but the other night when I was coming in with one of the men, they called us to come and, again, this must have been last night, and sit down and shoot dice again. You know, I hate that. Nothing I hate worse. And I felt infringed upon, really. But it's part of the game, and there isn't a whole lot I can do about it. I either have to go along with the program or that's it. But he has many, many good qualities. And we got a new executive officer whose name, believe it or not, is Mazzolini, and he's from Holyoke. So he's a very nice man. Apparently his father was a doctor in Holyoke, and by the same name, of course. And he seems like an awfully nice fellow. He's kind of strict, you know, but it's a mustache, tall, nice-looking man. He's probably my age, maybe a little bit older. But funny, he has a lot of really good ideas. And tonight we had a candlelight dinner, because you can't have any wine aboard or any alcoholic beverages aboard ship. You're not supposed to. But he came around with a pitcher and poured what looked like vin rosé with the sparkling charged water, and the pitcher, so the stewards did. It was some kind of a concoction, you know, sugar candy or something like that. Oh, it was terrible. But they had the wine glasses out, and I thought but everything was very nice. They had candlelight and flowers, and we could wear civilian clothes, which is unheard of. But he wants to bring a little more graciousness into the wardroom, and I think he will probably accomplish it. I'm very impressed with him. All of us are. We think he's a nice-looking man and very pleasant. But, of course, exec always has a miserable job. So we talk about Holyoke all the time, and Chickabee, he didn't marry a girl from Holyoke. He married a girl from Arizona. And there's someone else on the ship who's from... Excuse me, it's the hour. Not the company. One of the administrative officers of the medical department, he's a medical service corps, his name is of all things, Manolo Buckley. His mother was Spanish, his father was Irish. And, he speaks just, you know, absolutely great Spanish, because it was the first language for him, and then English was second. He speaks them both very well, but he does speak excellent Spanish. So I think I've about got him conned into, as I'm saying, I think I've about got him conned into speaking Spanish with me. If we can find a place, maybe the chapel, maybe Father will let us use a chapel. I can ask him. You know, it's not used for other things at other times, depending upon what hours I work. And he looked over my Spanish workbooks and everything, and seemed to think that, you know, would be. I would like it. It would be like the next 9 months weren't wasted. I don't mean that they're wasted now, but that I would have accomplished something else besides being out here. But like everything else, we'll see what happens. Let's see, do I have any other news for you? Everything is pretty good. We lost one nurse in Subic. Seems with all this tape, all I'm doing is running and listening and then stopping and listening, you know. There's one thing, Dad, I must say. I think these tapes, for me, are a little long. I can't fill them up. I know they go slowly and all, but they are just a bit long. So I don't know what to say, whether to make them not so big, because, of course, I enjoy hearing all that you have to say, and I know that you'll have a lot now that you're at the beach. Also, there used to be a place that made Christmas cards, you know. You sent them a picture and they made the Christmas cards. I don't know where, and I wondered if you had an address or I could get some made up. I have a picture of the ship, and I don't know what they plan on doing on the ship for that. So, it's one of those things. Let's see. Oh, I was very pleased at Kathy and John's marks. Of course, I haven't written to them, sent them anything. I did mail Johnny his sweater from Subic. I had it packed. It came out quite well. If it doesn't fit him, maybe it'll fit Jack, if he's too big for it. Because it did come out beautifully, I thought. And I was glad to have finished it. I have some more knitting here that I can do. The film tonight was Bonnie and Clyde, and you know, I just don't go for all that violence. It's just too much. So I didn't go down to see it. I can't think of anything else. Oh, I got some dolls while I was in port, you know, for the kids and all. Well, Japanese dolls and Filipino dolls. And I hope that Cynthia got my birthday card for her birthday. Gee, it seems like the time is going by so quickly. A couple more days, I will have been here 4 months, and it seemed like just a few days ago, I was saying, you know, I've been here for 3 months. So, it does pass very, very quickly. I didn't have a chance to mail any cards from, you know, from overseas, but from the Philippines, but I am, I did mail some from here. And you'll get them about the same time you get this tape, which I hope makes some sense to you. It doesn't sound like much, really. I heard from Rachel Fine, and she's happy in California. She had duty there. And everybody else that has their order seemed to be pretty happy with what they got. I think Saturday we put one girl off in Subic Medevac to back the state because she has a cyst in her abdomen, and they don't know exactly what it is. And so rather than fool with her, they're sending her back. Oh, I ordered my silver, and it's a Gorham pattern. I didn't order any additional dishes, since they must have, you know, new dishes every so often, and the latest ones, the ones I like, they don't have. So I thought that maybe I could talk them into ordering them, but apparently they're not making that particular model anymore, so I had to order, I'll have to order something different if I get back in there. I accomplished quite a bit this time. Could have accomplished more, I guess. I hope that you all are feeling well and that you're enjoying the beach. I have no war news, of course, because I haven't been on the line, nor have I read anything about the war. And we'll be going back up to Da Nang as soon as we as soon as we get in there, then the next morning we'll go back up to Wanda Beach or Dong Ha. And then within a week or so, I'm sure the sanctuary will come on down and go back to Subic, because it ought to be time for her upkeep, too. They're long, long line periods, really, but they feel that it's necessary, and that's all you can say, you know, go along with the program. I had a ship's plaque made, too. One of the men picked it up for me, which was very thoughtful of them. They're very good about things like that. And I haven't seen it as yet, but he says it's quite lovely. And it just has the ship and the ship's motto on it. It's hand-carved instead of one of those things that's painted. I don't like that one very much. With all the things that are going on here in the ship with the new building and all, I haven't had time to accomplish a whole lot, but other than, you know, basic working things. And I'm hopeful that maybe this week is quiet, I can get quite a bit more done. Well, I really don't have anything else to say, I should tell you that, and I'll just let this tape run out, and I'll say goodbye for now, and get this off to you, so that when we do, the mail goes off the ship in another day or so, you will have had it, you know, another 5 or 6 days. It does take time. I noticed in your letter, Mother, that you said Mary Resendez knew Father Paulson. Of course, I haven't been back there to see him or say hello to him or anything like that. But he certainly was a pleasant man. Well, it's time to go and take care. And I guess I shouldn't have made a tape when, after I've just gotten off Liberty, you know. But as I said, I didn't have much sleep once we were in port. But it's worth it, because you can sleep out in the line, and you need some sort of release from the tension. So I feel like I can take it for another 90 days without losing my temper or getting aggravated or cross or anything like that. I know that sounds strange, but boy, that's a major part of my job, is just to keep people from fighting and keep tempers calm. And I can see Pa now. He can't quite picture me as a peacemaker. However, you have to do it. Even the women, gee. Not all of them, just a couple of them. Sometimes they're a bit much. Well, listen, I'll say goodbye for now and have a nice time at the beach, and I'll be making a tape next week anyway, so that you'll hear from me somehow. And don't forget to write and say hello to everyone for me.